So today we will take a look, fly over Joseph's life. And I'll try to do something different. I will hide my notes here to help me. And I'd like you to look for the picture, because I will tell the story of Joseph through cartoons, okay? And I don't know about you, but I love cartoons, because when better than a movie, and when you look for a cartoon, you just see your imagination can go. It's great, okay? So today, we'll take a look for Jacob's family and the story of Joseph. And I know, if not all of you already read the story, most of you did. And I would like you to take a look for the picture and just try to imagine the story. Try to bring for your mind what you read before. And maybe you can raise your hand and say, when I see, we can add the story together. Okay, this is my point. We can add together. And I'm going through it. Sometimes I will forget, or maybe most of the time, maybe I will pronounce the word in English wrong. But we can say together. Okay, so let's look like. So this is the Jacob's family. And when you look here, you see that Jacob had 4 wives. And we have down here the 12 tribes of Israel here. Okay, we have Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, and so. But when you look for Rachel here, we see that from Rachel, we have Joseph and Benjamin. Joseph, and if you remember, was a very special from Jacob. Because if you remember, Rachel was his first love. So just remember about that. And give me 25 seconds between. Give me 25 seconds between. And we're just going. I have to. Okay. So Jacob loved so much Jacob. So much. Oh, Jacob loved so much Joseph that he gave to him a beautiful, decorated robe. And their brothers was so mad because, you know, I think Joseph was a spoiled boy. And the story in Genesis 37 says that just in the beginning, Joseph ran for his dad. He was 70 years old. And he said, "Hey, dad, I have something for you." And gave a bad report from their brothers. They were working in the field. So the brothers was so bad, so angry about him. And to be worse later, Joseph had 2 dreams. Imagine that. Just hold on a little bit now. Did you have a younger brother or younger sister? Who had? Okay. What do you think, or maybe you had the experience, that your younger brother or younger sister went for your parents and said, hey, my sister or my brother, he didn't do the homework. He is looking for the computer. What do you feel? So what's exactly the same that Joseph always did? He just gave a report for the brothers, for his father. So it was not a very good relationship between them. So imagine, beside that, one day Joseph come to him, "Hey guys, I had a wonderful dream." "Oh, what's up? Well, what's happened?" It's a, "Yeah, in my dream, I saw there is many sheaves, some, yeah, you can understand. The left side. Chiefs is a new word for me. And all these 11 chiefs, they bound down between the middle one that my sheaf was upright." So imagine what do you think? "We will bound up before you?" And so they were so mad. And you know, it's worse because 2 days later, maybe, he came, "Hey guys, I have a new dream for you. But this time, I was a sun and the moon and the 11th star all bound down before me." Imagine that. So The boy said, oh, what this kid is talking about? What did he think he is? Okay. So later his father called Joseph. He said, hey, Joseph, come here, please. He said, yes, dad, what's up? And said, do you know, go and try find your brothers, because I need to know if they are work well, if they're doing their job. He said, okay. No problem, I'm going away. And when he was on the way, he found one man who was working. The man asked him and say, hello, what are you looking for? He said, oh, I'm looking for my brothers, because my brothers are working. They are grazing, yeah, I think. They on the field, and I need to know. And the guy said, yes, I saw them, and I heard they said, hey, let's go to Dot and have a party. I said, what? Yes. So he said, okay, I'm going to try to find them. And so just Joseph went, and he was on the way, and the brothers saw him, came, and said, no way, how can I be this child, this guy come again to talk bad things about us or our parents? Oh, let's kill him. We have to kill him. And they decide, no, I don't know. I know what you do. So just they threw him, take out his very decorated, very nice clothes, and threw him in an empty cistern. And they went to eat. And they were have a meal. Imagine it, Joseph was inside the cistern, and they just have a eating. And so far, they saw a caravan from Gideon, and they went to Egypt. And they said, wow, Judah have say, hey, we have a great opportunity here. We can do a business here. Because, well, I know, it's our brother. We cannot kill them. We cannot kill him because he's our brother. But you can make money. So let's do business. So we can sell him as slaver. So this is what they did. They just, hey, guys, hey, from the caravan, come here, have a chashlik with us a little bit. So yeah, come. And when they arrived there, they said, hey, I have one slaver here, I can sell you. So they bought Joseph from their brothers. But what they think, how can you do this? So they got the decorate robe from Joseph. They kill an animal. They put the blood in there. They came back for his father. And they were so, oh my word, they said, hey, this is from your son. Is this from your son? And Jacob, when Saul said, oh my word, it's from my son. It's true. It's in the blood. Some ferocious animal kill him. So he was very sad, and he cried a lot for many days. So when the caravan arrived in Egypt, Joseph was sold for the captain of guard from the Pharaoh. But he worked so well. He was so intelligent, so well, that the Potiphar was his name, put him in charge of his house, of everything, because Potiphar saw that everything that Joseph did was success, was very good. So he was in a nice place, okay? But not for a while. What's happened is the Potiphar's wife looked for Joseph. It's wow. It's a nice boy. So she tried to seduce him. And the story said that when she tried to seduce him, he said, hey, stand up, hey, hold on. The Potiphar gave me authority and for everything in his house, and I have to take care of everything, including you. How can I do this wicked thing and sin against my God? No, and he tried to avoid her all the time. So she was so mad, that the next day, she just make like a trap for him, and when he run away, she grabbed his I don't know, I forgot in English, you know what. So when she did this, she called the servant and said, hey, this is what Joseph did. He tried to seduce me because I said no, he ran away. So when Potiphar arrived, she did the same, and Potiphar was so mad that sent Joseph to the jail. But even when he was in a jail, he was so smart, and God was with him, that the guy who was in charge in the jail put him to help him to take care of all the prisoners. And one day, two guys came, two prisoners. One was the guy who baker who make bread, and another one was a cup bearer. Okay, and one day Joseph saw that they were so sad, they were so stressed, and Joseph came to him and for them and say, "Hey, what's up? What's going on? Why you are so sad?" And he said, "Oh, we had a very strange." Very strange dream. Okay, so the cupbearer, so anybody can help me to tell the cupbearer dream. Do you remember what it was? Because if not, there's so many words I have to read. Okay, sorry. The idea, okay, I tried to summarize and you understand. So he said, hey, I saw this tree. Three grapes, vines, thanks. And in the end of story, he squeezed and he gave to the Pharaoh. Okay? So, Joseph was helped by God and said, do you know? I know what it means. It means that in 3 days, you come back to Pharaoh and you'll be in your place again after 3 days. And you start to work with Pharaoh, for Pharaoh again. So he was so happy. And yeah, so what's happened is the baker, wow, it's good news. Hey, can I tell you my dream too? And said, yeah, go ahead. And so the baker, oh, I was walking and over my head was like 3 layers of all kind of bakers, but the birds came and take out, and this is what's happened. And so, next. So Joseph just stand up. Oh, hey, brat, I have a very bad news for you. And said, what's happened? And said, do you know? This means that in 3 days, the Pharaoh will take your head from you and pale your body in a pole. And he was so sad. So, not too much later, 3 days later, Pharaoh was his birthday, and he invited all people, the official, to come. And it was a very, very big party. They had a lot plof, a lot thing. And when they were there, they drink a lot kumis, and it was everything. And so they said, okay, just invite. They invite the cupbearer and the baker. And the cupbearer was invited to work with him again, was pardoned by the Pharaoh, but the Pharaoh sent the baker to be, you understand what I mean. Okay, next. So, later, the Pharaoh was sleeping. He had a very, very strange dreams. And when he woke up, he tried and he called the magicians and the wise men from Egypt, but nobody can help him. Okay? But at the time, this was 2 years later, imagine it, 2 years later, this guy, the cupbearer, he said, hey, sir, can I talk? And he said, yes, you can. So I remember that when I was in the jail, one man, he interpreted my dreams and was exactly what's happened. So the Pharaoh said, brings this man here. So when the Joseph was in Pharaoh's presence, he started to explain and said, when I was sleeping, I have a dream. In this dream, I had 7 very fat cows. And later came, I will try to summarize because this is what I remember and I have to put in English. So 7 fat cows, and the 7 fat cows later came 7 thin cows, and they ate the 7 fat cows and they still skinny. And so, yeah. But when I wake up, I had another dream and I saw like a big corn, yeah, you know what it's called. Wheat, yeah, I don't know. I forgot now, it's all here. But and after that came 7 and very dry, ugly. So Joseph told to him, hey, God will help me to interpret this dream. But the dream is the same. What's happened is, during the 7 years, you have a abundance of crops. So you have abundance of everything. But after that, 7 years of famine. So you need to be prepared. And the idea was to... Okay? So the Pharaoh was so amazing for the knowledge, for the how Joseph was wise, they said nobody can take care of this situation than you. So he gave to Joseph the authority, put him the ring and give the authority to prepare Egypt for the 7 years of famine. And so this was a lot of work for Joseph. Everybody bring and they save for the 7 years what they had, the abundance of crops. They save so to be prepared. And but later the famine start. Everybody was very hungry and they had to come and buy from the Egypt, okay? For this time, Jacob that was in Canaan, they was in famine too because the drought was there too. So they talk with his father, or Jacob talk with his sons. They said, hey, you need to go to Egypt because I heard by the news, I heard from the internet that... I heard that they have food there. So please go there and bring food so we will not die here in Canaan. So they went, but the guy who was in charge for sell everything was Joseph. So what's happened? When his brothers came, they bowed down before Joseph. Do you remember the dream? Yeah, they bowed down before Joseph. And Joseph recognized them, but did not recognize him. So they said, you guys are spies. Talk about your family, where you come from. And they start to talk. And they said, I will put in prison everyone here. I will let only one come back for your father. And I will free you only if you bring your younger brother. Remember, Benjamin. Stay there. And Benjamin was his brother, real brother, like by blood. Okay? So they said, no, please, we are hungry. But Joseph said, I say that you stay and nobody, so only one person can go. And, okay? So they decided, they put, Joseph put all of them 3 days to think about it in the prison. And after the 3 days, Joseph said, Simeon will stay here, and you guys can go. And, okay, next. So before they go, Joseph makes sure that they have enough food for the family. And even Joseph gave the all money they bought for the food inside the sacks. So they left with their money and the food. So, when they arrived back, and Jacob and the brothers saw the money and saw the food, Jacob was so terrified. He said, "Hey, how can this happen? Do you like to stolen me my son too? Because this is impossible. I will not let Benjamin come back. I lost already Joseph. I cannot lose Benjamin." But the problem was so, the famine was so bad. So they don't have option. So Jacob said, "Go back to Egypt and bring more food." And the guy said, "Dad, I'm sorry, but we cannot go. We can go only if Benjamin go with us." And so that moment, Jacob had, there is no another way. He said, "Benjamin, you go." And Judah, and they promised, they said, I take care of him. If I give my life from Benjamin, and I promise you that I will bring Benjamin back, even if I have to stay there as a slave, even if I have to die." Okay? So they came back to Egypt, and when Joseph saw Benjamin there, he cannot hold himself. He just go for a room, he start to cry. It was so hard for him. So when he get renew his his emotion, put back himself, he invite them to have a lunch together, a meal, and he gave 5 times more food. Imagine 5 times more food to Benjamin than for the other brothers. This is what the Bible says. 5 times, imagine, was a huge plate. So just put a lot of food for Benjamin. And they start to talk. So, okay, next. So they put all, and they said, "Okay, you can go now, and you can take the food back for your father." But Joseph said for the manager in his kitchen and said, "Hey, put my silver cup inside the Benjamin sack, because put it there." And they left. And when it was just maybe half hour away, he said for the guys, he said, "Hey, go chase them and open the Benjamin sack, and I want to bring him and say that he will be my slaver." Because the idea of Joseph was, "I want my brother with me." This was the idea. So, okay, so they chased them, and they said, "No, we didn't that. We are innocent here." So one of them said, "If somebody is found with the cup, the silver cup, he will be a slave from Joseph. Oh, not from Joseph, for the. So what's happened now is they found the cup there. So all brothers said, "Just to show that we are innocent, all of us, we will be they don't know Joseph, but I forgot his name now. It was a very funny name, but we will be his slave." So change. So when they arrive here, Joseph said to him, "No, I don't want you guys to be my slaves. I want only the one who was found the cup. So it's Benjamin." But Judah, it's very interesting, because it was Judah who had idea to sell Joseph. Remember that? And here is Judah who put himself and say, "I cannot do this. I can stay in his place, and I will serve you as a slaver, because my father cannot hold to lose Benjamin." So it was him. Okay? Change. That moment, Joseph could not hold himself, and he decided to show them that he was Joseph. And it was so beautiful. I need to read exactly the verse here. So Joseph could bear it no longer. He asked his servant to leave so he could be alone with his brothers. "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold as a slave," he announced. They shocked brothers were speechless. And he said, "Don't be upset or angry with yourselves. It was God who sent me here ahead of you to preserve your lives. Now, hurry back to my father and tell him, bring him to Egypt. You can all live in Goshen, where you can be near me. Otherwise, you will all starve." Okay? So, the Pharaoh heard about the news, and the Pharaoh too said, "Go and pick up your father." And they gave the Pharaoh gave the how the hills, the chariots from Pharaoh to bring the whole family back to Egypt. Okay, next. So when they arrived, and they said to Jacob, almost Jacob had a heart attack. Imagine, he said, "No, I cannot believe it. Yes, Dad, this is what's happened. Joseph is alive. And now he is the head, it's in second place of authority in Egypt." So the whole family came together, going back to Egypt. So Joseph went to Goshen, and there he met his father again, gave a nice and big and long Brazilian hug, and gave and stay with him so many times. And Jacob blessed Joseph's sons. And later on, years later, when Jacob was sick, feel that his time was ready to go, he invited all family, and Jacob blessed all his children. And when he died, as he asked, his body was sepulted on the Abraham tomb in Canaan. Okay? So, wow. Was a lot. So now, when you look for the story here, I have a question for you. What lesson do you learn from Joseph's stories? We have here, I know, it's 3 or 4 chapters, and so many lessons we can learn from our lives. So I just want to give you opportunity. I separate only 3 for myself, but I want, when you look for the whole story we saw today, what some lessons that come to your mind? Can you just raise your hand and say? Okay. Okay, so going to jail doesn't mean that God forgot you. Yeah, it's not about the circumstance. Yeah, good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God for himself will fulfill his plan. Okay, good. God takes care of us wherever we are. He's take care. He is in control of everything. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have to have patience. Yeah, it's true. In hard times, yes. Mm-hmm. Good, good. Okay. Okay, let's see. If you think something you want to say, you can just raise your hand. So this came to my mind. Okay, first, there is no excuse that is good enough to break God's commandments. And I could see this in... Joseph was a really bad place. Everything's happened negative to him. But he always was faithful. Always was faithful. Doesn't matter the circumstance. We should be faithful to God's commandment. Okay? The second, trust God, not circumstance. God will make all things work together for good. In the end of story, The indoor store belongs to him. There is a song in Portuguese that talks about, do you know the tapestry? If you see a tapestry, I see if the word is exactly this in English, but if you look back, so many colors, it's a mess on the back. It's very mess. But when you look in front, it's beautiful. Okay? So the idea from this song is in the mess of our lives that we see only this side, we cannot have the vision that God has when He thinks in our future, because He is doing everything. And in the end of our lives, our life will be a piece of art in His hands. Yeah, from that side, it's a mess. But for the another side, it's a beautiful piece of art. This is our lives. Okay? So God will make all things work together for good. Maybe you cannot see right now, but He will. Okay? The third last lesson. Obedience to God's commandments bring lasting blessings. He had to have a lot of patience. But he was obedient. And this bring to him a lasting blessing. He was blessed by God. So I hope you enjoy this travel for 4 chapters and a lot of stuff. But his life, the life just is really encouragement. It's really a lesson, a life lesson for us. Okay, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you very much for the opportunity you have to learn so much about Joseph. And we pray that you continue to help us to be obedient, to be faithful to you, Lord. Because you are in control in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.